Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Your Vibes Podcast. Everybody's got a vibe and a story to tell. Here's this one. I hope you enjoy. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Your Vibes Podcast. It's just me today. I started this thing really because I had a lot of things to say and in talking to other people around town, I could get the vibe that they had some things to say as well, and a story to tell, and how they got to be, you know, where they are today, and why they do the things that they do in this community and surrounding, and in their family, and with their friends, and any kind of hobbies they may have. So, I really enjoy, you know, shining a light on positive aspects in people and throughout the community, and new stories and things that really bring a kind of a high vibe to the situation. I think we can all agree that right now there's quite a bit of uncertainty going on, a little bit of an imbalance in life. There seems to be no clear cut idea as far as, you know, not just what goes on day to day politically or socially or, you know, in your personal life. It just seems to be there's a lot of chaos going on, which is part of life. It's our job to take in information and process it, you know, and bounce it off our belief system, you know, our foundations as humans and as contributing citizens to the world, really. In the first four episodes, I thought it was good to have a guest and kind of get a conversation going and really kind of talk to people on a different level about some things that we may not necessarily question very deeply or even really think about. You know, sometimes we just take things as they are and move on and accept them as fact without really thinking about what's going on. So I've decided to continue doing that, but I'm also going to throw in a second episode a week with just me, and it's going to be a little more condensed. I'm going to pick some specific topics each week and kind of do a deep dive on that specific topic and kind of try to tie it into everything else as well, too. So I guess kind of like Joe Rogan's got, he's got his guests from all different spectrums, you know, talking about life or consciousness or aliens or, politics or, conspiracy stuff and spiritual stuff as well, too, and history. But he's also got another sect of kind of the UFC fighter. He's really involved in that community. So kind of spinning off that a little bit, see if I can maybe broaden the audience range a little bit to see maybe those who aren't necessarily as interested in, what's going on in Dixon and in this amazing county, and the leadership and kind of the ins and outs of everything that some people may have some questions about life. Some they need some clarity on some things, and not to say that I'm here to provide ultimate clarity, but over the past really 7 years of my life, I've taken a real deep dive, as some of you probably know, into some really wild and out there topics that initially I was extremely skeptical, but if you know where to look and you buy the books and you watch the documentaries and you kind of put puzzle pieces together, I'm headed down the road that I'm already way far down it, actually, that this life kind of as we know it is not what necessarily we have been taught as we've grown up. And I think that we can all get a sense of that there's something else out there. There's something more to life than just this 9-to-5. Let's wake up, go to a job that we may or may not like, pay the bills, raise a family, little white picket fence home, you know, and pay our taxes and die. You know, but I think that most of us have probably questioned, you know, what's the point of life? What's the meaning of life? Is it to do just as I said? You know, and then of course, what happens when you die? When your body dies, what happens then? So it's kind of this start to finish scenario as far as, you know, why are we here? What is our purpose as humans here on Earth? What are we meant to do? What difference can we make? Is that the point? So kind of in this episode here, in my studies, I have found that there's some core foundational semi-esoteric thoughts and ideas that kind of shape our reality. They're not, I don't pigeonhole these ideas to a specific belief system, a specific religion, a specific biblical or religious text at all. It's really a combination of all belief systems and kind of where are those commonalities between all these different spiritual teachings that have come about throughout history, all the way back from the ancient Sumerian texts to the Egyptians and the hieroglyphics to the Mayans to the Knights Templar and the rise of Catholicism and the expansiveness of Judaism and Buddhism and Hinduism. I mean, they all, you know, who's to say one is right and one is wrong? That's a little hypocritical within itself, don't you think? I mean, it's I'm only right and your belief system is wrong. There's no way that what you believe could be right, while at the same time that other person is thinking the same thing. It's this division mindset that separates us all, that in my mind is not necessary. If you have your belief system and it leads you to a path of service to others, I think that's it. You know, whatever direction that may take you, so long as you are service to others over service to self, I think that that's a good path. But don't judge other people for the path that they may be on that is generating the same service to others type of result. So in this episode, I'm just really going to kind of introduce where we're headed with this thing. Again, somebody gave me a mic, and I've spent the first four episodes kind of getting warmed up to the cadence of how this is going to work. And as luck may have it, I had a couple potential guests not be able to commit, and I had some technical difficulties, and it got to a point where I was just kind of spitballing and recording on my phone just some free thoughts of kind of what was going on in my head, and it ended up being some pretty good information that came out. So I decided that in my 7-8 years of doing this, I've got quite a few notes that I've never really gone through and I've reread, but this is me kind of organizing my the chaos that goes on in my mind every day, really. So I'm just kind of getting it out in audio form and trying to lay it out in the most comprehensible manner as possible, but there's just some things that need to be said, and I'm going to say them, and would love your feedback. Should you have any, or have anything else you want to discuss? So, really, the overall in my mind, what shapes our own reality is at its most core is our perception. How do we perceive the world around us personally? when you look at a situation, are you seeing it as good or bad? Are you seeing it as from a mindset of abundance or from a mindset of lack, to where it's not enough? Are you seeing it from something that is in balance or out of balance? Are you seeing things and saying, why does this happen to me instead? Or do you say, why is this happening for me? No matter what it is, good or bad. You know, when you have an obligation to do something, do you tell yourself, I have to do this, or I get to do this? You know, I think we can kind of get caught up in that mindset of this just routine of, I have to do all these things. And yes, in reality, you may have to, but you change that one word from have to get. You know, you have the opportunity to do, you know, whatever it may be. That just right there is a paradigm shift in your mind immediately. You know, that's a good first step to take. And then karma. Karma is something that, to me, is the most real thing in all of the universe. You know, people don't tend to think about this boomerang effect, and maybe they do, and maybe they don't describe it as karma, but I mean, that's what it is. What you put out, you most definitely get back. This law of attraction, catchphrase that everybody uses, is real. And however you want to spin it, or whatever title you want to put on it, it's real, and it's absolutely measurable as well, too, is that your body emits a frequency. And if you can match that frequency, you know, that's really generated in your mind, in your consciousness, if you can match that frequency to your desires, then it is a universal law. The universe has to give you what you put out. No judgment. You know, there is no judgment. There only is what there is in the now moment. Even if you do your affirmations and say these things, if you don't have that head heart connection and truly feel it and know that it's yours in the moment, you're going to continue to get the same results. You know, if you're mean to people, eventually it's going to come back to bite you in the ass. You know, if you steal, if you lie, you know, you may be able to get away with it for a good while, but, you know, our purpose here on earth is, again, to my next point, is service to others. So as long as you put that karma out into the universe, that what you're doing day to day, is to benefit the greater humanity, instead of you just yourself selfishly, service to self, then, you know, you're going to get everything that you desire. You help, I think it was Bob Proctor that said, if you help other people get what they want, you'll eventually get everything that you want. Because those same people will boomerang back, and karma will boomerang back and give you exactly what your heart desires every single time. It never fails, period. And then the last one is my personal favorite, just because it has a visual to go along with it, is the yin and the yang, the Chinese Taoist symbol of... Really, there's what's great is that there's a lot of different ways to perceive that symbol. It touches people differently. You know, each individual person may have their own idea as far as what that symbol represents. My personal favorite description of the yin and the yang symbol is one of my favorite philosophers and teacher and professor. Jordan Peterson describes it as the balance between the order and the chaos of life. The white side being order and the dark side, the black side being chaos, with the opposing colored circles on each side, and the line going down the middle as well too. So, you know, in basic terms, order can emerge out of chaos. The white circle can emerge out of black at any point in time, and chaos, the black circle on the white side, can emerge out of order at any time as well too. And it's all in how do you perceive that situation. How do you respond to that situation? How do you see it? Does it benefit you? Is it happening to you? Or is it happening for you? And the word Tao translates into the way. And that Tao symbol is the line in between. So the way of life is to literally straddle that fine line between order and chaos. That order, you know, too much order in your life is tyranny almost. It's just too much control. There's nothing new. Everything's the same, and it's repetitive. You know, you've got all these things in these boxes, and there's no new exciting information coming in, you know, to help you grow, to make you fail a little bit and learn from that failure and how to move forward. But again, on the opposite side, too much chaos is absolute insanity. It's you've gone mad. You're given all this information and you're fed all this information and there's no order, there's no structure, and you don't know what to do with it all, and it's all, you know, seemingly conflicting sometimes, or doesn't make sense. And while they're both necessary, moderation in all things, as my grandfather says, that's one of his key phrases he says to me on a regular basis, you know, when I seem like I'm taking on too much, or I'm getting a little stressed, or you know, I've kind of quieted down a little bit because there's a lot on my mind. He always just says, "Michael, moderation in all things," which is genius to me. But it's to straddle that line. It's to have order in your life where it's needed. You know, and realize that shit can hit the fan at any point in time, and how you're going to deal with it. But it's also taking on that the chaos in your life. You know, accepting it with open arms, and you know, take in those new and interesting and transformative paradigm shifts of your life. The unknown. You know, I mean, what is life? We're on the cutting edge of creation in the now moment. There is no future, and there is no past. You know, those are just thoughts in our mind. You know, all that we have now is the now moment, right now, and now, and now, and now. All new moments to make new choices, to become and grow into a new person. And creating the order part through habit in the now moment, while at the same time taking in all the chaos, allows you to grow as a new person, learn new things, engage with the unknown, flirt with life, you know, little give and take, a little tease here and there, you know, get your heart broke, but get back up and understand that that's karma, and that's life telling you that, you know, you need to take another step forward and learn from what has happened to you. What has happened for you, and how can you grow from that? So, you know, as you move forward, take a look at life just a little differently. If somebody cuts you off, maybe don't flick them off or yell at them. You know, take a breath and realize, that just happened. You know, if something at work doesn't go the way that you had planned it to go, it's for a reason. It's for a reason. And we have these goals in life, you know, as to where we want to be, but too many people get attached to the goal. and not enough people truly enjoy the journey, because the journey is the why that you're doing it. It's the daily actions that you take in order to get to that goal, which you may never reach. And that's something that a lot of people need to accept, is that your goals may, you know, as big or small as they may be, are really just pivot points or milestones to the next one. Because once you reach that goal, what's next? You know, have you ever looked back and checked on the goals that you have reached a long time ago? You know, I look at my goals every single morning, and it's always such a celebratory moment when I get to cross one of those things off, you know, but I don't settle at that point. You know, as soon as I cross one off, I make another one, but that new one that I make, is third in line to the other ones that I thought of, you know, before I accomplished that goal, you know, because shoot for the moon, and if you miss, you'll still be in the stars kind of idea. Like, you have these big goals, and, you know, even if you fall short, you've at least accomplished something. And to do that with a service to others mindset on a daily basis, instead of me, I need more for me, there's not enough, so I've got to hoard and steal and cheat and lie and to get my way, which, again, karma's going to come and bite you in the ass on that one. So, you know, as many of you may know, that I lost a dear family member last week, my Uncle David, and I didn't grow up in Dixon. I didn't get to spend as much time here. I was kind of more of a holiday Dixonian, and I knew my family, though. I knew who they were as people and where their hearts lied, and kind of the role they played in this community. And I knew quite a bit about David and state representative and council and vice mayor at one point. But what I didn't know were all the personal stories of how many people he's actually helped along the way. You know, and didn't expect anything, not a single thing in return. You know, the stories that I was hearing as far as, the checks that he cut to help somebody who may have not had the resources to accomplish their goal, their dream. David helped out with that, or make a connection for somebody that was in need of either a job or an opportunity of some sorts. David was really well connected, and you know, he was able to kind of tie that knot and change people's lives forever. There was something said, you know, we had a little family gathering and we're just telling stories, and there's this ripple effect in life. You know, you may have this immediate interaction with somebody that affects you and affects them directly in between you both, but what we often don't step back to take a look at is how is what you did to that person? What are the ripple effects of that person continuing to do the same thing, or harnessing that opportunity that you gave them and changing the lives of others in their circle that may be completely unrelated to the initial interaction that created the situation? So David was the embodiment of everything that I'm talking about here. He understood. He was a public servant almost his entire life. Service to others was his mindset every single day. He took, you know, dozens of trips to other countries to help out the less fortunate and build schools, and just mission trips to provide a service and a benefit to a community of people who otherwise wouldn't have had that opportunity. I wanted to kind of bring that personal example in to kind of bring it home that, you know, all of this stuff is stuff I know that we talk about and I know that we think about, but we may not have anybody to talk to about it. I've been called crazy. I still am called crazy, but I embrace that. I love it. There's no other way to live, really, than to question everything every single day and take that information and run with it. Dive as deep as you want to and then make that decision, but dive. Take that leap, you know? Take that leap and buy that weird book or watch that weird documentary or follow your intuition, you know? Don't always believe what you see on TV or read in the newspaper or you know, hear from somebody else. Everybody's got their own agenda and their own vibe and their own situation and their own story to tell and their own perception of what the hell is actually real. But that's an individual situation to each person, you know, and every good artist steals from another artist. So, you know, don't feel bad if you don't agree with somebody, but take maybe a little bit of what they say and run with it. Do something with it because there's something there. I can tell you that for an absolute fact that the conclusion that I've come to, and I'm going to kind of leave it at this, and this will be a little bit of a cliffhanger for the next episode that we come to next week, is that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. I 100% believe in reincarnation, but if the fact that reincarnation is real, then that immediately brings into the conversation pre-incarnation. You know, what happened before our soul decided to reincarnate into the body that we are in now? That's consciousness, that's spirituality, that's, you know, the embodiment of the Holy Spirit, you know? It's we are all part of God, cut from the same cloth, you know, made in His image, you know, and your definition of who God is probably different than mine. It may not be, but, you know, I can get into that conversation on another episode, but, you know, your thoughts and your actions and your feelings and where your heart lies have a greater impact on your life than, most people probably realize. We have two minds, the conscious mind and the subconscious, or Carl Jung called it the unconscious mind. And the unconscious mind controls 95% of your day-to-day life. It's not your thinking mind. That's your conscious mind. You know, that's what processes the information coming in. But I'm talking about the programs that you have installed in your daily life that you do habitually without even thinking about it. You know, and that's what you feed your mind. If you feed your mind a bunch of trash, that's what you're going to get. Your external environment is a direct reflection of how you feel and how you act and how you think internally. It's a mirror image, as above, so below type mantra. It's very real, and there's something there that I really can't wait to dive into each aspect because I have studies, measurable evidence, verses from religious texts, all that I'm just going to put together, and you guys take it as you may. But finish this off again in summary, you know, the things that I feel control our day-to-day lives, I know they do mine, are our perception of life, karma, the yin and the yang, the balance between order and chaos, you know, and to embrace that chaos and install some structure and some habits into our life, but walk that fine line, and then service to others. That's key. That brings everything together, is, you know, all this madness going on. If you can just keep that mindset of, you know, how can I help somebody else? You're always going to end up in a really, really good place. Whether you believe it or not, it's going to happen. So anyway, that's it for my introductory episode for me just vibing on life. Really, we'll see how this goes. I've got a ton of topics that I'm going to cover everything again from you know, the biological makeup of the body, to some really spiritual stuff, to the mind, to quantum mechanics, to some experiments on consciousness, to the pineal gland in the brain, to gut health, to physical health, to the theory of singularity, the theory, the simulation theory. I mean, there's just aliens, outer space. There's a lot going on around us that doesn't come across our daily news feed that I feel needs to get out there. So hold on tight. It's going to be a wild ride again. Two episodes a week. One will be like this, and the other will be mainly focused on Dixon and Dixon businesses and surrounding as well too. So just vibe, you know, either or both. However you want to. No judgment. If you have any questions at all or want to hear anything on a specific topic, this is a judgment-free zone here. I've had some really wild and crazy conversations with a lot of people who you would never think would have these conversations. So sit back, hold on tight. We're going to get into some really interesting things. Thanks, guys, and I'll see you next week.